We are live from Studio A with the Pines. Hi, guys.
Ooh.
And we have David Huckfeld, Benson Ramsey, and Alex Ramsey here. And why don't you guys get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit about, we have a new album out, we'll talk about that, and whatever else comes to mind. What do you want to start with?
I think we're going to start with a song called Cry Cry Crow, a new song.
The Pines live from Studio A, and that's the song that opens their new album, Dark So Gold. That was Cry, Cry, Crow. And the album not quite out yet. When is it out?
January 31st.
Okay, so just a couple of weeks to wait. You know, when I listened to your stuff, there was something nagging at me, trying to think of the word that describes how it felt to me. And it finally came to me just a couple minutes ago, intimate. What you do, it's just such an intimate approach to music. You're not out there, you know, with screaming guitars or vocals. It's so laid back, and it just kind of creates this mood, and I just think it's so beautiful.
It's because we're so shy.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just grows out of your shyness. You don't actually want anybody to notice you when you're playing.
Uh-huh.
Well, it has the opposite effect, because I think it kind of draws you in to listen a little bit closer and say, what are they doing? That was a beautiful song. Who wrote that one?
There's one I kind of started.
Okay.
And then we kind of arranged it together.
Is that, and then that's usually how it works?
Yeah, one of us will kind of start it and then open it up to everyone and kind of let everyone see how it feels between us and see how it falls together. We're pretty open to anyone's ideas. But yeah, that one just kind of, it's one of those. That one kind of started kind of small. It's just a kind of little part, and then we just tinkered with it over the course of a little time. And yeah.
And where, do you remember where the first spark of it came, the first inspiration for it?
Yeah. It was kind of, I guess it was in Chicago. I've been living in Chicago. And it's just kind of new to the big city, sort of. And growing up in Iowa, it was just like Chicago was always kind of on the horizon where I grew up. And it was just kind of about that. I don't know. I wanted it to feel kind of like light pollution. Just the lyrics and stuff. It was just sort of, that was kind of, I guess, the vibe of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that it's kind of beautiful and kind of strange, and like it like sort of encapsulates like the way the world's going, and just like, I don't know. That was all, it's all in there, in the space. And so that was kind of how that one came about.
And when was that move to Chicago?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Are you guys there now? Or are you there now?
It's just me.
Oh, okay. So. I guess I didn't realize that. I thought you were all still down in the Twin Cities.
I'm still down there.
Okay.
I'm holding steady down there.
How has that changed the dynamic of what you guys do?
Well,
we send postcards now, typewritten letters.
Yeah, oh, it's that Western Union.
Yeah. A lot of transfers. We actually on the road so much the last couple of years that we meet up wherever in what direction we're heading and go out together and then come home and have some time apart to whatever it is, to write or to rest. And I think we've been so busy that it hasn't really affected us that much living in separate cities. And Alex is down in Iowa, so we just, whatever, if we're heading south, we go pick Alex up, and if we're coming north, they come up to Minneapolis.
Well, and most of your previous albums, it's just been kind of the two of you, Benson and David, on there. And this one, you got a whole crowd. You got a whole crowd in the liner art here. Is the band officially kind of a whole crowd now, or is it still?
Well, we've always had those the guys on this record have been with us for a while now,
mm-hmm.
And Alex also has played on every one of our records. And then I guess maybe what we're doing now is bringing that show out a little more often. And I would say they're all, yeah, official band members of the Pines. It just kind of depends on which manifestation of the group can do certain tours, I guess. But the band sound is something that's been developing for the last few years consistently.
Yeah, I've noticed that some of the same people have been playing with you for a while. And tell me about making this album. Where'd you guys do it? I know your previous one was made pretty quickly. And like the previous one, your Bo Ramsey, Benson's dad, your dad, co-produced this one. Where'd you guys record it?
In Northeast Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
We pretty much, that's where David lives, and so we pretty much put it all together at Northeast and recorded at Northeast, and we did a couple little studios there and spent a little bit more time recording this one, just because we took it from one studio to another, just to kind of open it up and experiment where we haven't done that before. And then with the songs, it was easier because we had like a month this summer just to open it up to all the band guys and kind of get their input and stuff. And that was exciting for us because we hadn't really done that before. It's always just been like Dave and I had these songs, they come in the studio that day and that's what we get. And this time we got to kind of work on, you know, some more arrangement stuff, and so that was really fun.
Were they ones you had been playing out as a band, or did you just kind of work them out in the studio first?
Studio. We haven't really played these songs yet, so we're just kind of, tonight will be a kind of a trial, and it's a little different doing them in a different configuration, but we're just starting to kind of play them now that they're getting close to putting the record out, so.
Yeah. Now, does it happen that, I'm sure songs change quite a bit when you do them that way, you do them in the studio, and then you haven't really played them out that much. Has that happened, like, on your previous albums, where the song takes on kind of a different life after you've played it for a while?
We have to really kind of keep an eye on ourselves, because we love taking a song and turning it into a different song. Like, we have to be like, okay, this song works pretty well this way.
Yeah.
So we're going to, we enjoy it, and I think it's good for us to, we're trying to keep them, for the most part, in the pocket of the recording, but they definitely change, and it's probably like hair growing. It's like you don't see it, but after a while, all of a sudden you have a really long head of hair.
See out of your glasses.
I like that analogy. I like that. So how long did it take you to get the songs together for this one?
These ones came about pretty real quickly, and that's I think one of the ways that we work is take some time away from the practice of writing and being in that mode, and then go to it intentionally. And I think it helps for our recordings because this batch of songs, they grew up pretty much in the same season of life. They come out of a certain scene and time frame, you know. So it was a matter of putting the record together really quickly, writing pretty quickly, finishing things the day before the studio, and having things have that very, very fresh and kind of glazed feel to them, because they were, you know, there's advantages, I suppose, to playing songs out for a year or something, and, you know, but I think we'd like to get them while they're hot, you know.
Yeah, and then keep cooking them a little bit more on the road.
Let the hair grow.
Well, let's hear another one of those growing songs. What do you want to play? What do you want to play next for us?
We're going to go ahead and let's play the song called If by Morning. Towers ringing, it isn't you singing. We don't know that song anymore. Winter bones breaking, if it ain't shook, it's shaking. This tangle of fate, my back door. Threadbare in peril, this cold Christmas carol, we jump from the bridge in our mind. It's one for the money, two you go hungry, my blue shoes are dragging the line. Leave a lantern on the trail, not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to sail, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone. can lock up your treasure, take drastic measures with march to the grave all the same. In a short life of trouble, your church turns to rubble and beauty has never had a name. My head's in your branches, squandered my chances and given the last I can give. This empire's falling, the pace is appalling. How can a poor man stand such times and live? So leave a lantern on the trail. I'm not asking for much, just your meadow sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to say, don't wait for so long, as you know that I'm gone. Leave a lantern on the trail. I'm not asking for much, just your meadow sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to say, don't wait for so long, as you know that I'm
gone. That's The Pines live from Studio A. Another one from their forthcoming album, Dark So Gold. The name of that album is intriguing. Any particular significance to that? Dark So Gold.
Well, it was kind of funny, I guess, because the title of this record actually came before the songs. It was just kind of this, like, it was just a little phrase that kind of jumped out when we were last winter. It was an epic winter for us. We were over in United Kingdom, England, Scotland, and it was like wicked, wicked winter, and we were driving around. It was like eternal darkness, and I don't know, we were just chatting, and that phrase kind of came out, and it was just like, it just kind of hovered above the song, so we weren't like necessarily going to call the record that, but it was sort of like this kind of a light to look at. It was kind of like there, and so I think it was kind of fun to have that there, this like, and it's not a literal phrase by any means.
No, not at all.
It's just like this, it kind of, there's sort of like a slight tension there, and it's, if anything, it's just like everyone's kind of worried about the world, and everyone's kind of on there. You know, everyone's kind of a little uneasy, you know, the weather and world, you know, just all that stuff. And, like, I think when things get dark, you know, like, things also, like, there's, like, this extreme beauty that kind of, it becomes just as apparent as the dark stuff. It's just however you want to look at it. So, if anything you could take from that phrase, it'd probably be that.
Okay.
Yeah, and our also, you know, our music, like you were saying earlier, intimacy is a good describing word, you know, for that. But it's also, we, you know, a lot of times to certain people, the music that we make sounds kind of melancholy or has a wistful feeling to it. And the way we look at it is we're comforted by those kind of songs. You know, when somebody touches you in a place that might be a little painful, with the right touch, it can relieve, can just open things up. And so that, those kind of paradoxical things, beauty and darkness, and that's just something that I guess was swirling around in us.
I like it. And so then, as you were coming up with the songs, are, you know, did they seem to kind of fit in with that concept as you were doing it?
I think so. It's just, you know, I mean, writing songs is such a strange thing anyway. It's just like, it kind of like, it's good to kind of have a like a railing, you know, or like just some sort of, you know, I don't know, it kind of was, this shows you kind of the way to go. I don't know.
Like a guidepost.
Sort of, but yeah. It's not a straight path. It's just an empty field or whatever. I don't know. It was helpful in retrospect.
Kind of start, have a theme out there, and then things come around it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's just kind of like hanging in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helped kind of congeal the songs and to make the record. We like to make records kind of cohesive, and we put a lot of space in the record. Just
what do you mean by that space?
Just, you know, little pretty melodies that aren't necessarily, you know, didn't have words, or just in between songs. Just
and, so there are actually a few instrumentals on this one. Which, have you done that before? Done many instrumentals?
We always do them kind of live. I don't think we've had that many. We had one on the last record, and we've always had this big bucket of them, and it felt good to kind of pull them out. And so the song, like, it kind of is like a breath. It's not just song, song, song. And like, it just kind of, it helps the songs that are there, and it gives you like a, like if, time to space out if you reflect. Yeah. Anyway, that's our crazy idea about it.
Yeah, we do. We would probably record a dozen instrumentals if we had the time, you know.
Maybe the next one.
Maybe.
The Pines instrumental album. Oh, and just one thing that would occur to me watching you guys, Benson and Alex, playing and kind of playing off each other a little bit. Did you guys play music growing up? Because I imagine your household was pretty encompassed in music.
I think we would.
Did you play together? You didn't play together?
Not really so much. It kind of came after. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you came out and played on some stuff when you were still in high school, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were always trading music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was always a lot of CDs around the house. So we kind of, it was like, what do you call it? I don't know. But we sort of fit in that way, just that we would listen to the same stuff, you know, small town Iowa, you know, we were like, anything I had, I would, you know, leave it out for Alex.
No, you're the big brother that kind of, mm-hmm. Was he the cool big brother that kind of showed you some great music?
Yeah, I got everything through him pretty much.
Well, it's great to have one of those. It really is.
And now he's showing me all the music that it goes both ways.
So he's the hip younger brother now.
He's the best DJ in the house, man.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to do another new one. It's called All the While.
Just that.
That's The Pines, live from Studio A, and yet another one from their Dark Soap Gold album. Another question, just one more quick question that I was thinking of. Now, I know that Benson and David, you guys met in Arizona, actually, even though you're both from Iowa. Are you from the same part of Iowa?
Different parts.
Oh, okay.
Northwest and southeast, so.
So you just happened to be two Iowans that met in Arizona. And
yeah, there's a lot of Iowans out there in the desert.
Really? Yeah. Why? People that maybe
just wandering
don't...
wandering around.
Just wandering around out there.
There's more people from Iowa out there than there are from Arizona.
Really?
There's more people from Iowa in Arizona than there are in Iowa, actually.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. And then you both ended up in the Twin Cities together. Mm-hmm. And now you're in different places again.
Yeah. We traveled up here together.
Epic voyage.
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Christine, very much.
All right. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.